I'm Harold Van Ness. I'm a professor at Cornell University.
Well, we're here at the first Soil Health Summit as part of the Soil Health Partnership. And you talked about, in your presentation here, about how soil health has really now become a national focus. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, there's just in the past couple of years, a lot of momentum has been acquired, primarily because I think at the federal level, the Natural Resource Conservation Service has made a commitment and made it a priority, soil health. In fact, the entire United States Department of Agriculture has. In addition, we've had a number of companies like Monsanto or organizations like the National Corn Growers Association, foundations like the Walton Family Foundation, the Noble Foundation, and the Farm Foundation. They all are, you know, now promoting soil health. And so it's just a lot of organizations. And so it's a lot more than more the academic perspective where it was, you know, in the past decade or so.
And it actually is a great time for it, since 2015 is the International Year of Soils, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. And we hope to really raise a lot of awareness this year.
And how are you involved with the Soil Science Society and how they're working with promoting the International Year of Soil?
Yeah, the International Year of Soils is really a United Nations declared event, basically,
right.
An entire year. It's not really an event, but it's an entire year. And the Soil Science Society of America, you know, for the United States, is really providing leadership on that. And they're doing a lot of events, and they're reaching teachers. They have developed wonderful videos and all of that. So if you go to their website, in soils.org/IYS, or if you just Google International Year of Soils, you'll find a lot of wonderful material about soils.
Well, now you said one of the things about this now is you had a couple of initiatives about what people should be doing, talking about it, and training trainers and stuff like that. Tell me about those bullet points that you made and why they're important.
Well, we need to reach a lot of people, and it's not just farmers. It's also conservation planners. It's crop consultants, other technical service providers, conservation districts, et cetera. But we also need to think about, you know, our college students. They're the ones who initially get exposed to agronomy and soil science and crop science, and they're going to be the future farmers. And so we need to teach them and get them on board on soil health as well.
Yeah, you talked about having soil health be more a part of the curricula for different things like agronomy and even landscaping.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Urban soils are very important, and of course, there's a lot of people who are touched by urban soils. And a lot of our urban soils are very very degraded. Basically, they're either compacted or have all kinds of other problems. So it's not only to create a more desirable urban environment, but also for people in urban environments to be aware of soils and how important they are and how they support things like trees and you know, grass, and you know, so it's not only about farming.
But having it be a part of the curricula, I guess, gives it. You're reaching fertile minds, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, these are young people, and they're open-minded. And it's been my experience that the students in my classes, that several years later, I go to their farms, and I see a lot of changes that they've implemented. They've been able to convince their parents, typically, that, oh, let's try reduced tillage, or let's bring in a cover crop, or something like that.
You gave a definition of soil health. What is soil health?
Well, you know, soil health relates to how a soil functions. So the analogy to human health is very similar. You know, we all know what it means to be in good health. It's not any different for soil. A healthy soil functions well. It allows for good crops to be grown, or for good trees to be grown in urban environments. It allows for filtration of water. It sustains very important biological functions. So remember, for example, that a lot of our antibiotics were derived from soil. So the microbial communities in the soils are important. And, of course, we build our homes on soils, or in many places in the world, they actually built their houses from soil. So soil health in a way relates to all those services that the soil provides to us.
You talked about soil health test that Cornell has developed and the different indicators. Tell me just a little bit about that.
For the past decades we've had soil testing that focused on the chemistry of the soil, on the nutrients like phosphorus and potassium, pH, and so soil health tests basically expand that and also look at the biological processes in the soil as well as some of the physical processes. So, for example, we look at whether soil is compacted or not, or whether it has a lot of microbial activity and a lot of proteins or carbon. So it's just an expansion of the traditional concept of soil testing, which has been extremely successful because farmers use soil tests and they know how to interpret the numbers and they take management decisions based on that.
Well, here at this soil health partnership, we've got a lot of farmers here. You said something about having the choir become the preachers. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that that a lot of the innovations have come from farmers. Farmers who tinker with equipment, who try different cover crops or different rotations and figure things out. And, you know, the research community has also contributed to that. But when we think about soil health, there's been a very large contribution of these farmer innovators. And these people are very excited about what they've been able to achieve. And I think that there's a tremendous opportunity to have them talk about their experiences and for them to also be a teacher. So what I mean is, you know, in terms of, you know, preaching to the choir, let's turn it around and have the choir become the preachers.
Well, for every innovator farmer out there, you have a farmer who just wants to keep doing the same thing over and over and really wants to see what the value is to him. And you talked a little bit about that, about how can we show value in improving soil health. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, yes, farmers have to make investments to improve their soil health. They have to buy cover crop seed or additional passes on the field. And in order to convince someone to change their management practices, they want to see a return on that investment. And so we have to think about, you know, how can we increase the value, not only in terms of, say, increased crop yields, but, you know, for example, increasing the value of the land, having for example, testing the soil for soil health and then to be able to adjust the value of that land for rental or sales transactions to better account for that improved value and for the investments that have been made in the soil health.
Well, finally, you got into the fact that there should be some standards, that we can't have 50 different standards across the country. And I guess this is kind of a work in progress. How do you think that's going to why is that so important?
It's important because, we're at this critical stage where we're developing new methodologies. And at some point in time, you want to bring everybody together. It's important in science that a lot of good ideas float to the top. And we need to allow that to happen. But at some point in time, you want to kind of bring those people together and say, well, how can we develop good tests that would apply to large areas of the country? They may need to be regionally adapted or regionally interpreted, but we don't want to have too many different tests and then people don't know how to interpret one versus the other. So having some consensus on, what are good indicators, what makes the most sense to promote with farmers and to provide cost sharing for. And we're sort of at that critical stage. And we need it takes some effort. It takes a national effort to really bring people together.
Well, along that line, what do you think about this event and how do you think this will help?
Oh, I'm very excited about this event. We need to do these things to allow the momentum to keep, growing. And so I think we have some real key people here in the room. And I'm excited to be part of it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You're at the Soil Health Summit in St. Louis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.